Hare Krishna, everyone please hear a Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
So today is actually a very famous, very exciting festival. Some of you have may already heard about it. Can I have a show of hands of those of you who know what festival it is today? Let's do the opposite. Can I have a show of hands of those of you who may not know what festival it is today? All right, quite a few of us. In India, about 500 years ago, today was the day where Sri Chaitanya, I'm going to have you say his name, Sri Chaitanya.
Sri Chaitanya.
Sri Chaitanya came and he was an expansion of the Supreme Lord himself and a very great saintly personality. And if you can imagine the world that was in existence about 500 years ago, he was a sannyasi, which was a renunciate and a man, and he was also in one of the highest castes as a brahmana. And in those days, there was a pretty significant caste system set up in India. He decided that in order to serve and worship his Lord right before the Rath Yatra festival, which is the one that's happening next week, he was going to clean completely the temple that the Lord was going to be arriving at. And so this cleaning festival, what we call a cleaning festival, is today. And the name of that cleaning festival, if you can also respond, is Gundicha Marjanam. And so this morning, this temple was filled up, and I saw a friend of mine sent me a bunch of pictures of all the kids as well, cleaning the cart outside and scrubbing, and every corner of the temple as well as the altar was also cleaned. So before we speak a little bit about this cleaning festival, I'm going to recite some invocation prayers to my spiritual master, and then ask all of you to recite the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra so that you can give me your blessings, that I can speak something that may be of use to you. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. And we'll ask you to say this mantra two more times for those of you who are new. This might be in the way, but it's three simple words, Hare, Krishna and Rama, and it's a repetitive mantra, and it's one of the most powerful mantras of this age. We'll say it two more times. If I can hear everybody's voices, say it very loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So how many of you can say that you perform some kind of cleaning task every single day? All right, what about every single week? How many of us do some kind of cleaning task every single week? Now, I'm a teacher, so you may have to forgive me. I like asking questions and having people raise their hand a lot. I'm going to ask for some audience participation here so that I know that we're connecting. This cleaning festival was done because Lord Chaitanya wanted to make the area completely pure and spotless for the Lord to arrive. And this cleaning festival symbolizes us cleaning our hearts. And so many of you come to the temple, or you wake up in the morning and you have a certain amount of objectives you want to accomplish that day. And in the process of your day, when you wake up, it's all fresh and new, like New Year's Day or the first day of your birthday. And you have all of these objectives and desires to accomplish and shine, that the best part of you will shine. And then suddenly, you get out of bed, you take a shower, you're feeling good, and some catastrophe happens. If it's a mom, if you're a mom, your kids start falling apart, crying, nagging you, you're running late for school, and suddenly that happiness and that peace that's inside of you gets disturbed because of the catastrophe that has hit. Or if you're a man rushing to work or a woman rushing to work, you sit in the car and someone cuts you off, or there's a lot of traffic on the freeway, or you're stressed out about something coming up at your job, and suddenly qualities that are in your heart that you don't realize are there, or that you know are there but are usually under the surface, they come up. So this festival is an opportunity for us to kind of delve into what is cleaning and why is it so important to look inside of our heart and try and clean our heart. And then even furthermore, how are we going to do it? How are we going to clean the heart? So the very first question is, what is inside each and every one of our hearts? Our scriptures tell us that there are two entities inside of the heart. First, we have the soul. That's us. We are seated in our heart. Proof that we are in our heart is that we are conscious entities. When a body has passed on or died, that light that you say that's in the eye, the consciousness has left. Now that body is no longer moving. That's the soul. The soul is seated inside your heart. And then right next to the soul, our scriptures tell us, is who is called the super soul. Or param atma. Atma means soul, and param atma means the super soul. Now what's amazing about this super soul is he is the one that's giving the energy to us, the soul, inside of our heart, and he is the origin of all of our peace, happiness, knowledge, bliss. He is that origin. And not only is he in my soul, but the exact same param atma or super soul is in every living entity. And that super soul connects all of the living entities. So we have the soul. We're inside of our hearts. That's why we love ourselves so much. Our entire world is about us. But we also have our super soul or paramatma. And that is the supreme being. He is called many names in different religions. Jehovah, Allah, Rama, Yahweh, God. Here we call him Krishna. If I can hear all of you say Krishna. Krishna. So Krishna is seated in the heart with the super soul. And actually, those of you who may not know about our philosophy, I can tell you that Krishna has been with you and alongside you. God, the Supreme Lord, has been with you inside of your heart for hundreds and thousands and millions of years and lifetimes. And he is by which we get the strength to do anything that we are doing in our life. But what's so unfortunate is that the heart isn't clean. And so forget about finding who he is and how to love him. We're not even able to find out who we are and how to love ourselves. And the interesting thing is, once we start delving into this, finding out who's in the heart, how do we figure out how to accept ourselves and love ourselves? How do we find out that supreme being that's in there? Ultimately, once we're able to do that, we'll start connecting with every single other person around us, because this super soul or paramatma is located in every other person's heart. And so I'd like to say Hare Krishna to Amarendra Prabhu, and I'd also like to say Hare Krishna to Mataji, who's come all the way from Oklahoma. One more thing. I'd like to say Hare Krishna to my mother, who's here from Sri Vrindavan Dham. My obeisances to her. And so We will go through the step-by-step process of finding how can we clean up that heart. So now we're looking in there, we see two entities, two individuals. One is ourselves, the soul, and the other is the Supreme Lord, Paramatma, or Krishna. But the heart is covered in layers and layers and layers of dirt. And so in preparation for this lecture, Krishna, the Lord, just arranged that I would also need to clean up my entire home. And it worked out because today is the festival of cleaning, so we spent the weekend cleaning the home. And in the process of cleaning my house, I'm a school teacher and I have a lot of responsibilities and kids, and as you all know, sometimes it's not so easy to clean, to take out the time to clean and organize closets. My closet is like, you know, all over the place. And so just taking that time to identify how many areas needed to be cleaned was a bit of a shock. And so then we start making our lists. Okay, gotta, you know, clean the underneath the stove, move the refrigerator, clean underneath the refrigerator, move the beds, make sure underneath the beds are all cleaned up. Dust, you see, you start seeing how many things need to be done. So today, because it is the cleaning festival, Gundicha Marjanam, I ask each of you, it is not a coincidence, my dear friends, that you have come here today at this temple, at this moment. It is not a coincidence that you're coming on our day of the cleaning festival. So I ask you to do the same thing in order to connect with your own self and with the Supreme Being in you, and in order to have better connections with every other living entity. Please, this week, make a list. What are the different things inside of our heart that need to be cleaned? Now, it's going to be different for everybody. For some, it's, to be honest, for me, it may be anger. I have a tendency to yell sharply at my kids a lot. They're both sitting right there. They can attest to that. And so it may be anger. It may be lust. It may be stealing. It may be white lies. It may be frustration at circumstances. There may be so many reasons and so many what we call vices that are in the heart. So today I request all of you, because I am cleaning my heart by speaking to you, if you can please raise your hand, if you can think of something that possibly could be in the heart that would need to be cleaned. A show of hands? Yes. Anger, okay. Anger. Next. Also anger. Next. Yes, Mataji. Okay, laziness or sloth. Anyone else? Yes? Doubt. Asamshaya. Very good. Doubt. So the Supreme Lord wants us to be free from doubt. Doubt is a good one. Yes? Huh? Greed. And he's such a little boy, I can't imagine how he would be full of greed. But very good. Greed. All right. Anyone else? Yes? Jealousy. That's definitely another big one. You see, she has such a beautiful sari. Or that guy was that colleague of mine. Why did he get the promotion? I've been working for 15 years for this. How is it fair that he got the promotion before me? Jealousy, envy is another very big one. Have we covered them all, or are there a few left? So we have lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion. Yes. Hate, madness, so all of these. And that's just in what we've been talking for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. When you take time to actually make a list, the way you make lists for your day of what you're going to accomplish that week, the way you make lists for your work, the way you make schedules of doctor's appointments, please take time to make a list of the vices that are in your heart. Actually write it down. Because coming to a spiritual event is practical. It's a practical experience. Write it down and identify what are those vices that are in the heart that you would like to get rid of. So that's step number one. What is inside the heart? Let's write it down. Now these vices, so unfortunate. They literally have created the most negative atmosphere in this world. Just because of these vices, we have wars, we have diseases, we have famines, and mainly we have continuous conflict with each other. Even with our own family members, can we go one day, 24 hours without getting in a fight with somebody? I am unable to go 24 hours without getting into some conflict with somebody. Why? Because of this turmoil of vices that are in our heart. And so we can go back to that great personality, Sri Chaitanya. I'd like you to hear you say his name again. Sri Chaitanya. He only wrote 8 instructions, 8 shlokas, what we call. And the first 3 words of those 8 instructions that he had written down were, Cheto darpana marjanam. Please repeat after me. Cheto darpana marjanam. We'll say it one more time, or a few more, 2 more times. Cheto darpana marjanam. Cheto darpana marjanam. And he was establishing the yoga of bhakti, bhakti yoga, in the world, on this earth planet today. He appeared 500 years ago. And his most important instructions were, clean the mirror of the heart. Cheta means consciousness or heart. Darpana means mirror. And marjanam, this word marjanam means cleanse. And that was his most important instruction. So, now that we hear that he's given us that instruction, now that we know we have all this, can I say, crud inside of our hearts that's continuously causing conflict, how will we go about cleaning it? So I went to, like I was saying, this weekend we were cleaning, scrubbing and scrubbing. And I don't know if any of you relate, but when you get into cleaning, what happens to me when I go home from school is I tell the kids, okay, I'm just going to clean for 10 minutes. Because of course nobody wants to clean, especially kids rarely want to actually clean. And so I tell them, we're going to start cleaning. It's just going to be 10 minutes. Don't worry. And is it ever 10 minutes? It's never 10 minutes. They even say that, Mommy, it's not going to be 10 minutes. I'm like, put the timer on. It'll only be 10 minutes. No, because once you start cleaning, there's more and more and more and more there. And you start noticing when I'm cleaning the sink, I start noticing behind the sink. And then I start noticing on the side of the sink. And then I start noticing, and before you know it, it's like 3 hours later and you're in the tub with scrubs, you know, all over you. And so it's the same thing when you try to clean your heart. You're going to make your list this week of what you want to clean that's in your heart. And then you're going to start noticing, whoa, that list is extremely long. And inside that list, lust, anger, greed. Oh, I was driving and that guy cut in front of me and that made me angry. Oh, my wife came home from work and I came home from work and she didn't have the meal ready on time. I yelled at her. The kids weren't quiet when I was on the phone. I got frustrated with them. And these are just simple. What about the big ticket items, you know, that cause a lot of conflict with jobs, having to leave your job, or relationship issues where you need to leave your relationship? Those are the big ticket items. And you start seeing so many vices inside the heart. And I'm sure many of you sitting here right now may also be thinking, so many vices. And you know what happened? I was cleaning the house and then I had to take a break and go get some errands done. And I sat in the car and then my dashboard was also covered with dust. And then I looked at the seat underneath on the bottom of the car and there's leaves on there. And then where the cup holder is, there's, you know, crud and dust and dirt there. And everywhere I'm looking now is dust. Because all I'm trying to do is clean out that dust. Just like when you have a pot of butter and you're trying to boil it to clarify it to become ghee, first, before it can be clean, the impurities come up. In the same way, before we can have our heart be clean, we're going to notice all kinds of impurities. And not only will we notice all of these vices in us, but what is so unfortunate is, guess what? Suddenly, I start seeing the vices in every single person around us. Every single person around me. Wow, he's really jealous. And then you start coming to the temple and you start working or seeing other devotees or other individuals that you're working with, or you go to your job, because now it's come up in your forefront of your mind and you start noticing it everywhere else. And a spiritual path is supposed to be filled with peace and joy and contentment. But when you start cleaning your heart, it's like scary how much you see these vices all around you, and you start criticizing, because now everyone's vices are at the forefront of your mind and you start speaking about them. And actually, my dear friends, when you see a vice in someone else or someone else's problem or a negative quality in someone else, it is a psychological fact that that's because you have that in yourself. If I'm disturbed by someone else's interaction or conflict or frustration, the only reason why it's disturbing me and making me hot and making me not able to sleep at night is because that's what I have inside of me. And that's the quality that's inside of me that's making me disturbed, but I'm not able to understand that. Because if you didn't have it in you, then you would be peaceful at the other person's vice. And you would be able to be their well-wisher and peacefully and lovingly go and try and help them in a way that they can help them remove that vice with humility. So number one, when we start making, we make our list. Please, this week, make your list. Then remember what's going to happen is you'll start seeing those qualities everywhere in all of the interactions with the people around you. And then be aware that when you're seeing a conflict with somebody else, it's because it's inside of my heart. So do I go to remove that person's conflict, or do I go to remove the vice or the issue with me? I try to remove the issue with me first. So now we're extremely overwhelmed. Many of you have come to the temple on this beautiful Sunday, and there's gorgeous weather outside here. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. We don't get that in Dallas so much. And here's some nice Mataji sitting on the Vyasasan telling you, your hearts are filled with tons of stuff, and you see it in everyone around you. So you can get a little overwhelmed. And I did get a little overwhelmed with all the cleaning I had to do at my house. It was like, okay, a weekend is not going to be enough. And then you start thinking about the school and the classroom, and it's just everywhere. So don't be overwhelmed. It was a beautiful story of our founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. He was working with Shyamasundar Prabhu, who was his servant, his disciple. And they were carving the very first Jagannath deities. So we're all in the mood of Jagannath right now, because Rath Yatra is next week and Gundicha Marjanam is all about Lord Jagannath. And as he was carving, he was also purifying himself. And Srila Prabhupada walked in the room and Shyamasundar went to go like hide something. And Srila Prabhupada was looking, what is this? And Shyamasundar had a cigarette. Prabhu, and he was smoking the cigarette. Now, for those of us who have been practicing Bhakti Yoga for many years, this is like a complete and total, like, mind-boggling. He's carving Jagannath, and he has a cigarette, and the cigarette pack was on Baladev's head. And so, when I heard this story, I was a very little girl, and I was, like, shocked. Oh, my goodness, what happened? Did, like, Prabhupada kick him out of the temple? What happened? No. Very lovingly, Srila Prabhupada went to him, took the cigarette, and said, just one less every day. He didn't say, get rid of it, you're a fool, you're a rascal, how could you be considered my disciple? Nothing, very compassionately, very lovingly, just one less every day. So when you make your lists, your list of your vices, when you're feeling overwhelmed, don't be. Just try to make one step towards removing that vice on a regular basis. It may not be every day. It may be once a week. Okay, I find that I'm getting angry 20 times every day. I've been noting and counting. The six Goswamis even noted and counted. Namagarna Natibi. They wrote down the amount of mantras they chanted. Srila Prabhupada wrote down. So you count it. You make an actual effort to look in here, figure out what it is that you need to get rid of, and one less every day. Maybe tomorrow I'm going to try and control myself. When the kids come in and they tracked mud all over the entire floor after I've cleaned the entire floor, I'm going to take a deep breath. And I'm not going to get upset at them. And then at the end of the day, be happy, joyous. Wow, I did so good. And then the next day, start again. And the next day, start again. So we write our lists. We make sure that we're not affecting others with our trying to clean ourselves. And we do one less every day. The last thing is the most important step in trying to clean your heart. And this step is the most exciting step. Because in the process, in the step-by-step understanding of how to clean your heart, there are actually specific instructions that are given. And one great book, which all of you, if you have a chance, you can read it, or you can go on YouTube and you can Google seminars that I've done on it. It's called Mana Shiksha. And Mana Shiksha is considered a paddhati, or a step-by-step process for removing, not removing, but reaching our original relationship with ourselves and Krishna within us. And in here, the root cause of all of these vices is pride, false ego. And it's very detailed explanations that we may not have time to go into today, that by being humble, by being practicing humility, one can gradually get rid of, or quickly get rid of, these vices. And we don't have to go it alone. Because as Raghunath Das Goswami explains in the Mana Shiksha, you have somebody in there already sitting right next to you inside of your heart. Now, I know as a mom, and I know I see a lot of Matajis, a lot of moms here, you have a full-time job. You have to go home and clean and cook and long list, and I'm not going to leave all the men aside. Also the men, you all have a lot of responsibilities, tons and tons of things to do. Sometimes it can feel like I'm doing this alone. I don't have any help, especially in organizing your life or cleaning. It can really feel like, especially as a mom, oh my God, my kids don't want to help me. It's just me and I got to do this all by myself. So, of course, in the cleaning world, when you're cleaning, you try and enlist some help. So you don't have to go it alone. And if even you can use technology to help. My son, he has a hoverboard that we had got him as a Christmas present, and he used the hoverboard to sweep the floors. And he does it so fast, he moves the chairs around and cleans the dining table and moves them back all on the hoverboard because he is enlisting help. He's not going to do it on his own. Or if you're really overwhelmed and you really can't organize or clean, then of course there are those services like Molly Maids, and they're fabulous. I used one time, and Molly Maids comes in. They've got their aprons, special aprons that have hooks for all of their cleaning supplies and special types of sponges. There's four of them at a time. They walk in, and within 2 hours, you're like, wow, your house is completely spotless. What would have been like 2 weeks of scrubbing away. In that way, we have somebody very special right next to us, our dearest, closest person to us, that's sitting right in our heart, that is way more fabulous than a Molly maid, that will help us clean our heart with all these vices. And that person is the Supreme Lord Krishna. And he's sitting right in there. And do you know the way to ask him to clean your hearts? It's considered, and it's actually the end of this verse that I was saying, Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam. So by cleaning the heart, what happens is that your conflict and your strife and your cycle of just misery ends. And at the very end, what is that cleaning mechanism? What is that Windex or Tilex? Or it is Sankirtanam. Can I hear all of you say Sankirtanam?
Sankirtanam.
So Kirtan means to chant or recite Krishna's glories. And really what it really means is to talk to Krishna. And it's not just talk to Krishna alone, but it's sung, which means with everybody. So Sankirtanam, or talking to Krishna, reciting his glories, chanting his names, that done with everybody is the most powerful mechanism for cleaning the heart. And not only that, But there's two sets of verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam that tell the whole process of what happens. And I'm trying to... Shrinvatam svakatha krishna punya shravana kirtana ridyantastho hyabhadrani vidhunoti suritsitam. So the transcendental sound vibration that is now connecting us past the layers of grime that are in our heart to the Lord sitting right there, He hears that. And we hear Him, He connects to us. And with that sound vibration, your heart starts getting scrubbed and scrubbed. And who is actually scrubbing the heart? Is it you down there scrubbing your heart? No, it's Krishna. And what does He say in the second set of verses? Dunoti shamalam Krishna. It's not me who's going to clean. Like, you know, we got to go in our house and clean all the guck, and it's actually me who's cleaning, and I'm sweating, and I stink, and I'm frustrated because I don't like cleaning. But this is Krishna sitting inside the heart just through connecting Him with this sound vibration. Dunoti shamalam Krishna shalilasya yatha sharat. And this whole beautiful set, there's two sets of verses that are 5-6 verses each that talk about how Krishna enters into your ears, into your heart, what He gets rid of. Ridaya bidyate grantis, He takes all of the doubt. One of you had said doubt. He personally gets rid of all of the doubt, all of the knots, all of the desires that cause so much pain and suffering and hankering. Why does Krishna do this? Because as much as we want to look inside of our hearts to see who we are and how we will be happy, He wants us to look inside of our hearts and connect with Him. His desire to connect with us is way more strong than our desire to connect with Him. And so just like they say, you take one step toward God and He takes 10 steps towards you. This is an absolute fact. You start cleaning. You start making lists and identifying what it is that you want to clean. And then you plug in to the transcendental sound vibration. And you gotta do this every single day if you're able. Like, I can't just go in my house one weekend, as my mother was very lovingly telling me this morning, Bitta, it's not gonna all happen in one day. You have to have a regular process of cleaning in the same way, a regulated process once a week, once a month, once a day, of meditation on transcendental sound. And in that meditation, connecting and talking to the Lord within, to Sri Krishna within, and He will automatically clean it for you. And guess what happens now when we were thinking about the vices and seeing the vices in everybody around us? Once this cleaning process starts happening, every single circumstance, every single catastrophe, now you know that the Almighty Supreme Lord, who is also just happens to be your very best friend, is sitting in your heart. Any conflict that you get hit with, why is it there? Oh, maybe because He's trying to clean me up right now. So now that fellow teacher came up to me and she harshly spoke to me, and me with my ego and my frustrations wanted to speak back to her. But wait, why is this happening? Maybe Krishna's trying to clean something in here. It has nothing to do with her. She is now a receptacle or an instrument in His hands to clean me. And the same thing with any catastrophe. You're driving along Sunday afternoon and it's a beautiful day and you're going to some event with your family, some wedding, whatever, and car accident. And suddenly, immediately, why? Gee, anger, frustration. Once you have taken shelter of the Lord here, you are under His care. And everything that happens, we just had a big catastrophe to hit our family, but every single thing that happens is, wait a minute, I don't gotta worry about this. He's doing the cleaning for me. He's carrying me. He's got us. He will take care of it. And this is specifically because it's as He wills, because I have to look inside me and clean what's inside of me. And so that's when you start feeling that contentment and that peace and that love that we all aspire to have with us. And that immediately makes it that each and every person you come in contact with doesn't become a source of conflict. Because now every person you come in contact with is somebody to help deepen your relationship with your best friend inside of you. And And every person you come in contact with is somebody that you can work with to create their relationship with their best friend. And on this platform, we all become completely connected. We become completely connected. And so I request each and every one of you who have walked into this door today, who are coming here every Sunday, who are, of course, many of you are already way past this process, and I can learn so much from. But if you have a chance, write down that list. Pay attention to it. Have a systematic process for getting rid of it. And we don't have any time. My dear friends, we don't have any time. I am already almost 40 years old. I feel like I'm a teenager. And I'm already almost hitting 40. And my kids are already almost out of the house. And I still find so much inside me. And there are only so few of us in this room, a little bit like 20 or 30 of us inside of this room. We don't have time to be flirting with all of our vices in our heart. It is absolutely imperative that we figure out how to clean our hearts and how to connect with the Lord so that we can help the hundreds and thousands of people who are struggling with these same vices all around us. It is absolutely imperative that we take that responsibility. And so we'll end with... I'm actually going to end with one story. When I was a little girl, I had moved from Laguna Beach, North Carolina. I grew up in North Carolina. And I was there with my family, my mother, my father, my sister. And then I was like going to the... becoming focused and becoming a doctor. Every Indian family knows that your kids need to be doctors, especially in America. And so I had the choice to either enter Duke Medical University or move to Laguna Beach, where my prospective husband was living. And Laguna Beach Temple was Sri Panchatattva, the five associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I thought in my mind, you know what, I'm going to be the bigger person. I'm going to serve humanity for the rest of my life. I'm going to go to Laguna Beach Temple. This is the choice I'm making. We had a very strong sadhana. We had a very lucky, fortunate childhood. And so when I moved to Laguna Beach, I was kind of raised as the oldest daughter, and I was very intelligent. I was kind of raised as the princess of my family, and mommy can attest to it. You know, I didn't necessarily like to do all the housework. I was usually with my dad, you know, talking about Krishna and reading Bhagavatam, and studies were like my priority. And so I go to Laguna Beach Temple, and my responsibility was to be the hostess at the restaurant and to cook for the restaurant. So in my mind, it's this great service, you know, like, wow, I'm making Krishna prasad and I'm going to give it to all of the visitors. But the first month that I'm there, my father-in-law, who also happened to be the temple commander, says, your first responsibility is to clean the bathrooms here in the temple. And so... I remember thinking that, oh, I'm this great person and I'm going to be coming here and saving humanity, but he's giving me the task of cleaning the bathrooms. Now, unbeknownst to me, this is a task that you give to a lot of newcomers to help clean up the heart. You give them the heart pots. Srila Prabhupada did that with Yamuna Mataji. There was like black marks on the bottom of the pot, and he just asked her to scrub it and scrub it and scrub it again until it was gone. And this was the first task given to me. And the way the bathrooms were next to the restaurant, the DDs are right there and the bathrooms are right there. And so I remember, you know, he's my father-in-law, so it's not like I can say no to him. And I remember looking at Panchatattva like, in my mind is like just rebelling. I don't want to clean those bathrooms. Who knows which kinds of people are using these bathrooms? It's all of the restaurant visitors, and every day they're coming, and it must be so dirty, and you know, I was already pretty spoiled as far as cleaning goes. But that was the first lesson for me in cleaning and becoming humble enough to purify my heart. And so how beautiful the path of bhakti yoga is. You can clean, physically clean, and you can also make your surroundings a temple and make your heart a beautiful, clean place for Krishna to reside and for you to be able to identify who you are and who is the Supreme Being. So step one, who remembers what step one was? Anybody? Make your list, please. Go home, do it today, do it this week. Make the list of the vices that you would like to get rid of. And step two was? Anybody? Make sure that you don't impose your dirt on someone else. If you see dirt on someone else, realize that's in you. That's first in you. Don't speak about it. Don't get frustrated over it. Don't get disturbed. You're going to get disturbed. But keep it with you. Keep it inside you. Try and process through it. That's step two. Step three, don't go it alone. Don't do it alone. You have Krishna with you. And step four, this is the most important. Sound vibration, and that's what we will do at the end of this lecture. The sound vibration is specifically the biggest Molly Maid or Tilex or bleach or whatever you can use that immediately goes through the heart. And our sound vibration is the Maha Mantra here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And so I request if there are any questions or comments or instructions. Yes.
I very much enjoyed your lecture. It was very eye-opening.
All right. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
There's a question there.
Hare Krishna Mataji. I'm a little embarrassed. I have so many of my peers and superiors here with us today. We have Mother Nuti Kishore here, who is impeccable inside and outside. We have Radhika Kripa Mataji. So many of you are here. Thank you for giving me a chance to speak to you about this. Yes, Mataji.
Mataji, thank you for a wonderful class. My question is, Mataji, how do we develop that faith in chanting of holy name?
How do we develop the faith in chanting? So hold on, Mataji, keep the microphone. I'm going to ask you, and then I'll tell you what my thoughts are, but how do you develop the faith? You chant every single day. What gives you that strength to chant every single day?
For me personally, Mataji, I think the little strength what I get is definitely my spiritual master's mercy.
Okay.
But apart from that, my little happiest moments in Krishna consciousness is the kirtan. I think that is what is keeping me alive to just chant the holy name. So
okay, so the experiences, the faith that you have inside of with your spiritual master, and the happiness that you feel in kirtan. So this is actually so interesting you've asked this question, because when I was given this day to speak to all of you, and I realized that it's Gundicha Marchanam, first I thought, oh, that's a great day because I really need to practice this. I need to clean my heart. And so as I was preparing the outline for it, it was about Thursday, and it's busy, busy. Days are very, very busy at school and at home, and I didn't get a chance to figure out the step-by-step. I thought, okay, I can't just say that we're going to chant Hare Krishna. There must be some step-by-step process. And so I had gone for a run, and I was just thinking about it. And I didn't get a chance to come up with anything, and I went to sleep thinking a little bit frustrated that I won't have time to do all the research. When I was younger, I had time to read the scriptures and do so much research, but I was feeling I won't have time to do the research. What is the step-by-step process? And then I went to sleep. And then I woke up the next morning, and as soon as I woke up, got ready, opened up my phone, and logged onto Facebook. And on Facebook, the first status I saw was a fellow friend, Gurukuli, who lives in Australia. And he's written out a whole post. And in his post, he's written, I went to the temple and I wanted to lead the kirtan. And he's a little bit venting and complaining. And when I'm wanting to lead the kirtan, I went and asked a senior devotee, can I lead the singing at the temple on the Sunday? I don't come very often. I'd like to lead it. And the senior follower looked at him and says, no, I'm going to lead it. And so he decides, so then he's sharing with everybody on Facebook. I was so upset during that entire process of the ceremony, the kirtan in front of the deities, that I was just angry and poison in my heart. I couldn't even think, oh, the Lord is there and I should be attentive and peaceful. So then his question is there any process to getting rid of all of this in my heart? This was the first status I saw. So immediately I took it, okay, faith. He is really in here. He is really navigating my life. And then the comment was, Urmila Mataji has a YouTube seminar on Manashiksha, specific words, step-by-step process. The night before when I had gone to sleep, I was going to bed in frustration. I don't know the step-by-step process. And I'm so unqualified. How in the world am I going to sit up here and tell everybody to clean their hearts? I don't know the And immediately, Krishna heard me. And it happens again. I'm sure you've had that response. And if you're feeling like you don't have the faith, like, is this real? Really, Krishna, are you really there? Just ask him when you're chanting your japa. And I guarantee you he'll respond immediately. There were definitely moments where we were in the hospital and I was saying, Krishna, are you really there, right? There's a purpose to this, right? You have some plan. Immediately there will be responses. And especially through the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When you meditate on Krishna's name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. He becomes alive and he will give you that faith. Every day he gives you that. And I'm so fortunate I work at the school because you can talk to Mother Nithi Kishori and the teachers I work with. We're in an environment, we're so lucky, where we see that hand of his every day. Every day you see a little here, a little there, something's happening, and what may seem like a great catastrophe a month later totally worked out and was meant to be, and that faith develops. So I don't know if that helped, but just keep chanting, I guess. Have trust. Any other questions? Oh, my Nilamada, very intelligent young man from the school. What is your question?
What if you don't know that?
Go ahead. What if you don't know what?
How that gets up into the mode of Krishna consciousness.
What if you don't know how to get into Krishna consciousness?
How to get that mode into Krishna consciousness.
How to get that mode into Krishna consciousness. What if you don't know how to get into that mode of Krishna? Are there any other of his friends here who would like to respond to that? Radhe or Vara or anyone else would like to respond to that? What if you don't know how to have that? Which mode are you talking about? Like peacefulness, happiness with Krishna?
Krishna consciousness.
Krishna, what if you don't know how to get in Krishna consciousness? Any thoughts? Anybody? I say, Nilamadav, that's why you need to grow up and you need to tell everybody, as many people as you see, about Krishna consciousness so that those who don't know it, they'll know it. Can you do that? Yes. All right. All right. Daru Prabhu will be happy. We're just on time. It's 5:45. So if there are no other questions, we usually continue the program with 15 minutes of Hare Krishna mantra, which is just perfect for this class, that we can do that now together. So if we can find Mridanga and Kartals, Raju? And we'll now do 15 minutes of this specific thing we are talking about, spiritual sound vibration. Okay, so something really important after this 10-15 minutes, as soon as His Grace Nityananda Prabhu comes, there will be a Disciples Course Award. Many participants had taken this Disciples Course for a three-day weekend led by His Grace Rupa Nuga Prabhu and Mother Nirti Kishori, and there will be an award ceremony after. And so right now we will practice this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And so in the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's cleansing, Lord Chaitanya, he cleansed the inside of the temple, all of the dust and dirt and piles, and his pile was larger than everyone else's combined. And as you're already thinking about the lists that you made in your heart, we're right here in front of the deities. We're with everybody in Sankirtanam. We can really put that intention, set the intention that I'm going to practice this meditation in order to clean, start the process or continue the process or give me strength to clean my heart. So we'll start with Srila Prabhupada's pranam mantra. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadishatarine. Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Jaya Jaya
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The key. So I offer my respects to all of you. Vancha kalpa tirubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ananta koti vaishnavindaki.